Talking about where you put your animals, what about the hogs? Where do they stay?
The hogs stay in what they call a sty, don't they? Yeah. Pig sty. Never heard of that. I have pig sty.
Pig sty?
And they have a place, something, ain't it, with a roof, just a shed over the head of it, where the hogs stay.
Is that the same thing as some kind of pen?
Or? Well, it, yeah, pen. Pen. Pig pen.
Pig pen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've always wondered what people did before they had refrigeration for their milk and butter, things like that.
Had an ice box. Bought ice. 10 cents worth of ice a day. 25 cents when you make ice cream.
How much ice could you get for that?
Get a block of ice so big. It would last you till the next day. Unless you chipped it all day to make ice for it.
I see.
That was a refrigerator.
Was there ever a place, maybe where water was running, that people would put their milk and butter in to let the water keep it cool?
Yes.
A spring.
Spring. And too, there was a pit, wasn't there, that she made out in the yard where you could store like your preserves and watermelons and things like that.
I had seen my grandmother for her milk too. You know, these they had way off, you know, what you had let it down on, you know, take a bucket and let it down in there to keep it cool.
Just put it in the well to keep it cool. When you were talking about the spring, did people ever use the word spring house for something like that?
Yeah, that's where they still wear the milk sometimes, didn't they? In the spring house. Well, it's the spring house would be the same thing as a storage for the milk and butter, like you say, cream and cream cheese.
Yes, ma'am.
And then they have pits that they put their flowers in for the winter and cover them up.
Right.
And in the summer they have the watermelons and cantaloupes and stuff like that in.
I see. Was there ever a place on a farm, maybe an open area where the animals could just walk around?
Oh, sure. They graze.
Call that a pasture.
Pasture.
Or was there something, maybe not where grass grows necessarily, but maybe just a big open place around the barn where they could walk around?
Yeah. They were generally let out in the mornings, weren't they? And put back in the evenings. You know, locked
put
up
in the lot.
Put back in the lot, Ann said.
The lot, I see.
In the lot. Mm-hmm.
Would that be the same thing as what some people would call a barnyard?
Mm-hmm.
Same thing as a barnyard. And you said that cotton was grown in this area pretty good bit.
Not that. Oh, yes, a lot of cotton up around where Annie came from, up around Tuscaloosa, Northport, wasn't it, Annie? And there was plenty of plantations back there, wasn't there?
Have you ever seen any kind?
Yeah, I've seen it. I never picked any, though.
Oh, she has.
I like to pick it.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Well, talking about picking cotton, you know, when you take a hoe and use the hoe in the cotton field, what did you say you were doing?
Chopping when you're going over the first time, you're chopping it. When you go over the last time, you're hoeing it.
Mm-hmm.